is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Christian Arcan with us today. 617-779-7937. We are broadcasting from a very hot and muggy Fenway Park. And we are at the Ford Clubhouse at Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball, and that dirty water. 48 hours ago, the Giannis talk to the Celtics was dead. And then all of a sudden, fire, my friends. All over the place, there is smoke. It started with Bill Simmons in that clip right there. Then right after that, you had Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer. He had a report very similar. And then Sam Amick from the New York Times and The Athletic had a report today. And all of a sudden, Kalshi's just going nuts. From 9% chance of Giannis coming to the Celtics to right now, it's sitting at about 40-41%. Just an absolute spike here in the last 24 hours. And so there's nobody better to talk to about this than our own friend, Mr. John Corrales from Sports Illustrated. This guy is dialed in with the Celtics. As a matter of fact, that's why he's got the Locked On Celtics podcast as well. John Corrales, are you feeling the smoke? You feeling the heat?
I'm coughing. My eyes are watering. There's so much smoke.
This is weird. You have to admit that 48 hours ago, like, no one was talking about it. We kind of thought it was all dead. And then we just went, I mean, like, 0-60 all of a sudden.
So this is what concerns me with this stuff. That's not how trade talks work. You know what I mean? Like, you don't sit there and be like, ah, they're out, they're out. Like, with all due respect to people who have legitimate conversations and hear legitimate things, I don't understand the concept of playing possum in trade talks. I don't understand what that does. Like, Brad, what does it do for a team to be like, no, we're out. Just kidding, Milwaukee, we're in. It doesn't make sense to me. What this feels like is, yes, is there interest from the Celtics? Sure. Brad Stevens is always going to pick up the phone because you never know when you're going to get a Nico Harrison calling Rob Pelinka situation. So you always have to answer the phone. You always have to have the conversation. You can't just the concept of laughing at somebody and hanging up doesn't happen. You can say, no, we're not going that far. But these conversations are like forever flowing. Giannis has been on the market since pre-trade deadline. So none of this is a surprise. This, I may be wrong here. It feels like Milwaukee trying to put some pressure on Miami, because who do these rumors benefit? Doesn't benefit the Celtics to have this suddenly out there. What good does this do them? But it does do Milwaukee a whole lot of good for Pat Riley, who's 81 and chasing probably his final star as a guy who runs a team in the NBA, guy who hates the Celtics. It helps Milwaukee for him to hear, hey, Boston is here. They're gonna Hayward you again. And so I feel like this is classic posturing, and Boston's whatever level of interest is being used to bump up Miami, either to get a third team in, to add more picks, or something.
Well, that's interesting, John, but do you think the Bill Simmons part of this, because that feels like that's coming from a Boston source, no? Or I guess,
well,
supposedly.
I mean, it may well be. It may well be. I don't know. Like, that's, I don't know who Bill is talking to. And again, I am not trying to, this is not me trying to talk down about any of these reporters or personalities or anybody. They all have legitimate conversations. They're all, when they say something, it's not coming out of nowhere. I know that. But I don't know who's talking to Bill Simmons. He's a Boston guy, obviously, so you'd think he has Boston connections, but he's also a national guy now, so he has connections all over the NBA. So it could be legitimate. There could be talks there. When I'm trying to add things up, it doesn't add up necessarily as smoothly from the Boston side as it does from the Milwaukee side.
John, it sounds like you don't want Boston to really be involved in this. It sounds like you think it's a bad idea.
It's not that I think it's a bad idea. I can't say anything other than that, though. You get Giannis Antetokounmpo if he's healthy. He's an MVP candidate before he got hurt, and he was hurt for most of the year. There was talk about, wow, Giannis is looking like an MVP again. But he's 32. He's had persistent calf issues, and that's scary, knowing what happened with Tatum. Anything calf is in the NBA is just like mega red flag. And he's looking for a 4-year extension at, you know, average annual value of $68 million a year that takes him into 36. Now, the Celtics aren't afraid to give a guy an extension. We saw him do it with Porzingis and Holiday and turn around and trade those guys when it got too expensive. So I don't think that's going to scare them away. But it's also like, is that how you want to allocate your assets when you have Jaylen Brown there, who's a little younger and is a proven entity? You've won a championship with Jaylen and Jason. So I'm like 60-40 or 65-35. Don't do it. I understand and acknowledge the benefits of it. But it scares me is basically what I'm saying.
Okay. Well then John, is it possible for this team to be able to put together something before the season starts that would be able to beat that Knicks team the way that they're constituted? Like, is there any other, without getting rid of the two Jays, is there anything else that they can do?
Yeah. I mean, look, they have a few different tools, right? They have the ability to use their full mid-level exception. So, and the way the CBA has created this kind of vacuum in that $20 million type of free agent. I think of like a Kobe White with Charlotte. Now he can get 20 plus million if he stays with his team, but if they're not willing to pay that, then the open market kind of tops out at the full mid-level. So the Celtics have the ability to add a really good kind of scorer. Maybe they bring back Anthony Simons, that type of player, that level of player at the $15 million. And then they can, I think, use Sam Hauser either to clear some space to use the full or most of their traded player exception, or package Hauser with somebody else to get a player in. They have tools to build around Tatum and Brown. And also they have time. I want to make sure that people understand that you don't have to get it all done in July. You can wait and see what Shireman and Gonzalez and Cada and what those guys look like after a summer to work on their games and elevate their games. You can see what they've done and then take one of these tools into next season. And like, if you're talking about the Knicks were up and down. They were a 3 seed. They were a 4 seed and they didn't quite figure things out. People were talking about them losing to the Atlanta Hawks. They were down 2-1 to the Hawks. And then boom, in the first round, things clicked. So the Celtics have a lot of time to get through the next trade deadline to add more to their team. So they have tools and time. So they could go all in now, but they don't have to.
Does the neighbor's rice always smell better? That's what Jaylen Brown put on his old Instagram or Twitter or whatever he was using it on when Bill Simmons came out with that. Which, by the way, I've never smelled my neighbor's rice. I don't even know if rice smells like anything, but
He's in China. He's knee deep in Chinese proverbs right now. So he's really immersing himself in the culture over there. Which, hey, great, go do your thing. But I don't know. I don't know what he's. I feel like there's a battle between the stuff that's being reported and the stuff that's actually been said. And there's equal levels of validity to both. Like, obviously, if people are saying things around the league, that there's something to that. Jaylen has said he wants to stay. Brad Stevens said in that, everybody's quoting his press conference where he said, we need somebody to get to the ring. Like, well, Giannis is that guy. In that same press conference, he also said, when we're whole, we're a good basketball team, so we're going to work around the margins. He said that as well. So that flies in the face. People are making a leap, but they are ignoring the fact of what he said. So I think Jaylen might be having some fun with a lot of this. That's my take. I think Jaylen is just kind of like, if it happens, it happens. If it does, I don't know exactly because he's off doing his own thing. But yeah, that's kind of where I landed on Jaylen.
John, did that game 4 give you any flashbacks, palpitations, remind you anything in particular watching the Knicks come back like that?
Yeah. Game 1. That was very game 1 of last year's series against the Knicks, where the Celtics quick triggered a lot of 3-pointers and didn't work the clock, didn't work for better offense and get better shots. Even if they were still three-pointers, the Spurs could have gotten better shots. They took too many shots with 19, 18, 17 seconds on the shot clock. When you're nursing a 29-point lead or a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter, the last thing you want to do is give another team extra possessions by shooting at 16. You're doing that. So you want to run good offense. You don't want to stall. You want to run good offense and get good shots, because every time you score, that negates a New York possession. So it looked very similar to game one Celtics-Knicks last year.
All right. Well, John Corrales, here's to a three-game winning streak for the San Antonio Spurs. That will never happen. But how amazing would it be?
Listen, all you got to do is win one game. You just got to win one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't let us win one, as they say. Don't let us win one. And then there you go.
Famous man once said.
That's right. It's a famous. Well, John Corrales, great stuff. We're gonna keep an eye on this smoke that's just coming everywhere. Who knows what's going to happen? It'll be an interesting couple of weeks. There's no question about that. But that's Sports sure. Illustrated is the place where you can check out Mr. Corrales. Always great having you on, bud. Thanks for calling us today.
Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. By the way, kilts everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
The Tartan Army is here.
And the Scottish flag, which is quite...
What's up, Scott? Here we go. Are you part of the Tartan Army?
The St. Andrew's Cross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yes, you are. I love it. We love the Scots here. It's funny. It's like I don't know how they're not Bostonians the way they drink. They're literally just like us.
They might just stay.
Like they found like the perfect city to come to.
Except for the prices. We heard from our lady Kat that they're $5 for a beer over there.
Yeah. Yeah, like
what is it here? 12, 13
They're going to be going to Boston Stadium, where I guarantee it's $20 for a beer. It is funny. Stiz just sent me this thing where it's one of the Scottish people's over here for the Tartan Army, and they tweeted this thing like, WTF is the size of these Four Locos, man. They just discovered Four Locos. They're about twice the size of ours back home, man. Wish I had these in Scotland. It's a five-hour bus from New York to Boston now, and they're drinking Four Locos on the bus. That's a bus I would not mind being on, maybe for at least the first 30 minutes. And after that, I might be like, all right, I need a little bit of a
break. Oh, yeah, they're going to be powerhousing on the commuter rail.
It's going to be so great. Well, Noah right now, our intern, is out talking to a few of them because they're here. I mean, they are here. They're banging on the window before we even started. So there you go. So the depression of people with bags on their heads at Fenway Park, I gotta tell you, it's doesn't feel as bad when the Tartan Army's around.
And by the way, the Celtics beat very Giannis resistant. They do not want to believe. I mean, Terp, Corrales, you go through the list, Mannix, I guess he's not on the beat so much, but Forsberg. I am fascinated when Giannis comes here, how the turn will look. The 180, the gushing about Giannis.
They did it with Marcus Smart. They'll do it here, too.
Yeah, do it here.
No question.
All right, 617-779-7937. We will take your calls, and we are not going anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.